blasted glass picture frame at the craft center.
I made some beautiful glass beads at the craft center.
I made a wooden drum at the craft center.
I teach camera and I teach printing at the craft center.
I made a desk and a bed at the craft center.
I manage the jewelry and welding labs at the craft center.
I made a fireplace at the craft center.
I teach paper making at the craft center.
I made an oil burning lamp at the craft center.
I teach wheel throwing at the craft center.
I made an engagement ring at the craft center.
I'm making bowls and vases at the craft center.
I made a blanket at the craft center.
I made a kite at the craft center.
I'm planning on making lots of things at the craft center.
I made a humidor at the craft center.
I teach wood shop safety review at the craft center.
I made a silver frog at the craft center.
I made one bike, 11 ceramic bowls, 4 pieces of wooden furniture, 12 screen printed t-shirts, 2 computer images, 4 bronze sculptures, and 8 friends at the craft center.
Where can I find out more?
Come on over or go online, http://campusrecreation.ucdavis.edu, and click on craft center.
Pay the rent and I'm wondering why. While sitting on the corner, got a tear in my eye.
Is your rent too high? You're not alone. The rent in Sacramento is going up faster than anywhere else in the country. Evictions and homelessness are devastating lives in our city. What we need is a tenants union so we can organize and collectively bargain and stand up and say, enough is enough. These rents are unreasonable and the situation has got to change. But we can only do that if we work together. The Sacramento Tenants Union is bringing renters together so we can organize and collectively bargain and stand up and say rents are unreasonable and the situation must stop. Contact the Sacramento Tenants Union by email at sactenantsunion@gmail.com, on Facebook at Sacramento Tenants Union, or get more information at the web address at www.sactenant.wordpress.com, or follow us on Twitter at @sactenantsunion.
Thinking about Jimmy McMillan's reply? Yeah, the rent's too damn high.
Here at KDVS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts.
Imagine talking on air with underrepresented communities,
reviewing movies,
or even singing live karaoke. In case you're wondering, anyone is eligible.
And as you can tell, the possibilities are endless.
If you're interested, please email us at programming@kdvs.org.
This is 90.3 KDVS Davis. The following views presented in this half hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. This is Grand Line Gossip. I'm DJ Sunday Gravy.
I'm Micah.
And we planned a really excellent show today.
Yeah, oh my
for
gosh.
All the One Piece fans out
like
there.
Like every single week, perfectly planned, you know?
Okay. It's a One Piece anniversary, and we didn't
it
plan.
It is! But you know what? This is a little confusing. I was telling DJ Sunday Gravy, there's like 3 different One Piece days. One is like the One Piece Day in Japan, like National One Piece Day. Like, I don't know why they did that, but they have like a holiday for it, basically.
Which is in like August or...
Yeah, I think so. And there's 2 other dates. So July 19th and July 22nd. And I forget the difference because I was reading about this online like a couple days ago. But both of them are technically anniversary dates, but they both represent something different. Like, one of them, I think, I was saying, relates to Shonen Jump or something. Also, it's the 27th anniversary, not the 24th. But yeah, I don't really remember the difference, but there's a difference there, so, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It says that the... Oh, okay, so Shonen Jump usually releases on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an early release for some reason. So it came out on Saturday, which was the 19th. But then they, like, even though it came out on the 19th, they consider it the Monday, like, when it should have been released. Like, all the other episodes were released on that weekly. But I don't know.
Okay, yeah. See, I don't know. This is confusing.
I don't know.
Something like, anyways, the more One Piece stays, the merrier, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, didn't plan anything. I'm going to be honest, I didn't even know the anniversary was in July. I love One Piece, but, like, I'm not crazy like that, you know?
You're the one who told me that it was...
Yeah, no, it's because I found out really randomly. Oh, okay. Like, I think I was scrolling on Twitter, And somebody was like, oh, in blink, blink days, it's going to be One Piece Day on the 19th. I was like, oh, my God. One Piece Day, you know?
One Piece Day.
Yeah. I just find out random information on Twitter. Like there's this one specific character from Haikyuu named Oikawa. I found out his birthday, like, literally 20 days ago. I'm not even joking. I was on Twitter, and it was like, in 20 days is Oikawa's birthday. And I was like, whoa.
Wait, so today's also the Haikyuu's character's birthday?
No, it was on the 20th or something, 21st. But this is important because I told DJ Drainfield. DJ Drainfield, sorry, this is really random, is a really big fan of Oikawa because he's an evil little guy, you know?
He's
volleyball
evil?
Player. Okay. No, he's actually not. Okay, Haikyuu, people love to, like, make Haikyuu more dramatic than it is. It's just a volleyball anime.
Oh, this guy is evil.
But everybody, like, treats Oikawa like he's, like, the worst villain to ever exist. It's become, like, a meme now. Like, on Twitter, people will be like, the worst villains, blah, blah, blah. And it'll be, like, crazy people, like...
No.
Like, from, like, Hunter Hunter, like, somebody
this
from...
This is
like,
worse than...
I saw
Crow.
One where it was, like, what's his name? What's the... The villain from Jujutsu Kaisen, Sukuna?
Oh, yeah. Sukuna.
It was, like, him, Oikawa, and then, like, the green guy from Hunter Hunter, you know?
The green guy?
He looks like a turtle, low-key. From Chimera Ant.
Oh,
Merum? 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 Something like
Merum.
That. And somebody else. And I was, like... Oh? Yeah, him.
Merum.
And it
if
was
you
like,
have
bro.
Two bullets and one gun, who are you killing?
Who are you killing? Oikawa?
Or you have one bullet, I guess. How does that work?
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm killing the
volleyball player?
The volleyball player.
Yeah,
that guy's evil.
He's evil. He is evil. So he's DJ Drainfield's favorite character. But DJ Drainfield's been going crazy for him, you know? He was very upset. Nobody cared about his birthday. Oikawa's birthday.
Mm. It's like a canon birthday? Or like a how do anime characters get birthdays?
Usually the mangaka will just like assign them birthdays, you know, like in One Piece Oda does like that, those like questions, you
at
know
at the end of the
and so yeah. He just like gives out random information like that and
like
then
their favorite food or whatever,
yeah, stuff like that. And I think the mangaka of Haikyuu kind of did something similar to that. He just gives out random information, you know, so we have random people's birthdays.
Honestly, some of the information that they give out at the end of the One Piece episodes, a little bit messed up. Those One Piece fans out there, a little bit messed up.
A little crazy. Mm-hmm. A little crazy. I do love the extra information, though. Like random facts about Law. I love...
Yeah.
I was going to say...
Do you have any fun facts?
He hates bread.
What?
Yeah, he doesn't like bread. I don't know why. He's not a fan of bread.
Dang.
There's a whole One Piece clip where he's like... when he first... I think it's like... When they're going to Zoe, like right after Punk Hazard, or it might be before Punk Hazard. No, it's after Punk Hazard. And he's like on the Straw Hat ship and he's like mad at them because they're all like, they don't really care what's going on or whatever. They're like, oh, Sanji, make us food, blah, blah, blah. And he's like yelling at them. He's like, guys, blah, blah, blah. And then at the very end, he like yells at Sanji, I hate bread or something. Like he doesn't want bread. I don't know.
OMG.
It's a clip we can pull up later. Mm. Or if you want.
Law hates bread.
Law.
The only like excuse that I can think of that would be reasonable in my head is if you have a gluten allergy. How do you not
maybe
like bread?
Maybe he secretly has a gluten allergy. I don't know. I personally love bread.
Law hates bread.
This Law doesn't hate bread. Right, is it that one?
Let's see. Is it this one?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
He's
should
making
we get the
face.
Dub? I mean, just, you know, for the listeners.
Yeah. Personally hate the One Piece dub, but...
Did you say something about candy sandwich?
I'm fine with just a cup of tea.
Cola for me! And milk for me.
You're missing out. Sanji's sandwiches are the best.
What is this wish that you speak of?
Sorry, but I don't like bread!
He's taken aback with himself. Wow.
Yeah, that was... I don't like his voice actor.
I hate the One Piece dub. Like, I'm not... I only watch anime and sub, really. But I'm not a super big dub hater.
Yeah.
But the One Piece dub is so bad. Like, it's really bad.
Is it, like, off sync with their mouth? Or just, like,
no,
the
just
voices
like,
are strange?
I think the voices... Like, everybody's voices are really weird. Like, I think they chose really bad voices for everybody.
Mm.
And it's just, like... It's just bad. It's just bad. Like, it makes me cringe a little.
Yeah.
I can't watch it. I think the only dub I've ever enjoyed is Ouran High School Host Club dub.
I don't think I've ever watched the only like animated manga thing that I would have watched would be a Ghibli movie.
Was on dub.
They have really famous actors for those. But I don't think I've ever watched like an anime series dubbed.
Yeah, no, I also have never watched it dubbed. I just like the Ouran High School Host Club like clips of their dub. It's really funny. But I think, honestly, I'm going to say, actually, I feel like most dubs are not great. Like, English dubs. I just think, like, this is a personal opinion, you know? A lot of, like, the English dub actors aren't great. Like, I don't... Like, Japan has, like, a whole system where, like, people, like, train for, like, long, like, years to, like, voice act, right? So I feel like they're way ahead in, like, the voice acting world. And in, like, America, it's, like, I don't know. It's, like, just not great. Like, I feel like there's not a lot of emotion, you know what I mean? And you can... It just feels fake.
I feel like the recipe for American cartoon, like, casting is either you have people that are dedicated to do, like, children's cartoons, but that's not, like, really mainstream. Or they just get random famous people to voice in, like, adult, quote-unquote adult, like, cartoons or, like, feature-length films that are for wider audiences.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Voice actors do a great job. Like, Robert Pattinson, you know who I'm talking about. I think he did a really good job in The Boy and the Heron when he voiced the heron. Like, some of them are really good, but then
forgot
it's just,
we
like...
watched that. Dubbed.
Yes, we did. And I just feel like a lot of it just feels fake. Like, I feel like when I'm watching anime, like, and it's sub, like, with the Japanese voice actors, like, it doesn't feel like I'm watching, and you know what I mean? Like, it feels a little more real. But then every time I've seen, like, dub clips or something, it's just like it feels cartoony. Like, it feels,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I think One Piece dub, though, one of the worst dubs ever. Like, some of them aren't that bad, but this one is really bad. Especially, can you please look up the Luffy dub voice?
Yes.
I hate, no hate to the voice actor, but I hate Luffy's voice in English. Like, it's so,
I'm concerned about Chopper right now.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard Chopper's dub voice.
I don't think I have either. Which one should I, is there a specific?
Well, I don't know. Just any clip.
All right. We're listening to this clip.
Now, don't look away from me. I want you to look me in the eyes right now and tell me the truth.
No idea what you mean, Sanji. I don't know anything. No clue.
Then let me ask you, how did enough food for 8 people, which I carefully divided up so that it would last until we reached Alabasta, suddenly go missing in the middle of the night? Lying is pointless, so just tell me the truth. You have a terrible poker face. Oh, hey, it looks like you have something around your mouth there.
I forgot about the crumbs!
Okay, enough of that.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like that voice. Like I said, no hate to the voice actor. Just, like, I feel like it doesn't match Luffy. Like, I think his Japanese voice is, like, super perfect. Oh, is this Chopper?
I'm gonna see Chopper,
okay, I'm scared.
I'm really... Luffy tries to eat Chopper. Chopper steals Brook's line. Okay. Classic. Oh, wait. Chopper joins the crew.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you're gonna come on our ship and be a pirate with us, okay?
I can't.
Sure you can, reindeer. It's a whole lot of fun.
That's not a very good argument.
I can't. I'm not a human. I'm a reindeer. I have antlers and hooves, don't you see?
Now that you've heard his story, do you think...
Okay.
Yeah. I think Chopper's voice isn't as bad as Luffy's, but I don't think... I don't know. Like, there's just something going on with his dub.
Yeah, I don't like that doctor's voice either.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could watch even a full episode.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I could... Like, I think I could honestly watch any other anime in dub. Like, it wouldn't be that bad. But I feel like the One Piece one, like, I would, like, bang my head against the table. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah,
it's too bad.
Terrible.
Anyways, moving on from hating on dubbed anime. No, the sub versus dub, like, debate is so funny because people, like, argue about it all the time. Some people take it so seriously.
Yeah,
I think people should just, if they'd like,
if you like it, then
yeah, like, who cares? I just think sub is better, in my opinion.
Yeah, the one place I really can't deal with dubs is on live action stuff. It's like triggers something physical inside me.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
No, I'm using the shows as an example. Like the Mr. Beast, other
like
YouTube
Spanish.
Videos, and yeah, I just can't. Like, I've seen some of them, and like, this is like, if I was like speaking this language and I'm watching Mr. Beast, like, I would just like not even watch it at that point. Like, it just feels. It just feels like cartoony, like in fake, you know? I don't know. Not a fan.
Who's the Spanish Mr. Beast?
I don't know.
Who's the voice actor for, like... How many languages do they have Mr. Beast in?
Oh, bro, they have, like, a bunch. Like, I know they got French.
They must have, like...
Spanish. Portuguese.
They have Portuguese?
Yeah. These are crazy. They should do a Mr. Beast video where, like, they just have all the Mr. Beasts coming together, you know?
Spanish, Portuguese, Russian, French, Japanese, Arabic, and Hindi. Dang.
I'm surprised there's not a Chinese one.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
Untapped market there.
They got, yeah, Japanese before they got Chinese. Mm. Interesting.
Maybe Mr. Beast isn't big in China like that.
Yeah,
and he definitely 100% just like looked at where he was like popular like in other countries. But yeah. Anyways... you got any anime things you want to talk about? I just really needed to rant about the dub.
Dub versus sub.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, no. I'm really like at a point in anime where I'm not watching it. And I'm not reading
Me
manga.
Too.
Yeah.
No, I think like, honestly, I stopped watching anime like crazy as soon as like I started watching One Piece in like high school. Like, because before that, I was watching, like, a bunch of anime all the time, like, in middle school, high school.
What was your, like, top anime?
Pre-One Piece?
Pre-One Piece.
Dude, Bleach. Bleach number one. Bro, I still love Bleach.
Still haven't read a single panel of Bleach.
Dude, I love Bleach so much. Shout out Ichigo, that's my yo.
Yeah.
I think it was Bleach. What else? I was a shonen fiend as a child. Mm. I'm thinking...
What are the other, like, classic shows? Like, is Naruto Shonen?
I've only seen, like, 32 episodes of Naruto. Yeah, Naruto Shonen.
Dragon Ball.
I was really into Black Clover for a minute there. I don't think it was my favorite, though. What's some other ones? I really like Demon Slayer. I was watching and reading Demon Slayer, like, when it was coming out like, weekly. Yeah. What?
I don't like it, I'll be honest.
Really?
I really don't
like
Demon Slayer.
I prefer the manga to the...
I never
anime.
Tried the manga, so maybe I can't judge, but I could never get into it.
I don't know. I bought one of the like manga books at like Barnes & Noble one time randomly, and I just got really addicted to it. But I was like not reading it online for a while. I just like bought all the like the first like 20 volumes, and I just read them all. Dude, this is low-key embarrassing. I would take it with me to school, and like I would sit in the library and like read it because I don't know. But no, I was into Demon Slayer for a minute there. Mob Psycho. Dude, I love Mob Psycho. It's
like
so
Mob
fire.
Psycho.
So that One Punch Man.
One Punch is class. Are they making a new? Are they animating more of it? Like they must.
I have no idea. I feel like I'm really tapped out of anime news.
Yeah.
Like,
it still releases weekly, I think.
Really? I haven't been reading it or anything.
Yeah.
Like,
that's one I don't really need like 14 seasons of it. Like I feel like even as a one season show, One Piece or One Punch would have been good.
Yeah, no, I think the same thing.
Yeah.
What are other ones? I've seen so many animes. Like my mind is blanking right now.
There's okay. I keep getting advertisements for Delicious in Dungeon. Do you know anything about that one?
I've never heard of that.
I'm intrigued. Actually,
intrigued.
It's a very silly premise, but it's like. Some knights or something that are exploring a dungeon and there's like monsters in there but then they cook them after they kill them and then they eat them and make like delicious recipes with them.
That sounds fire. That reminds me, Food Wars. Have you seen Food Wars?
No, I have not.
Bro, that I just watched that in middle school. That was crazy. Low-key, you can't watch that in public.
Wait, why?
I'll describe this as safely as I can. the anime is fire. Like, it's about them cooking and stuff. It's so fire. But, you know, every time they eat the food, it's so good that, like...
Oh.
They make animations of, like, their clothes coming off. Like, it's a little crazy. Yeah, it's a little crazy. But everything other than that, it's so fire. Like,
no,
the food looks so good. Like, I remember they made, like, chicken or karage one time, and I was like, I need to eat that. And then I did, you know. But, yeah, no, there's too much fan service is the problem. Yeah.
How do they squeeze fan service into a food show?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. But, like I said, everything but the fan service, so fire. If they didn't have that, I think it'd be, like, honestly one of my favorite animes. Also, I watched it, like, middle school. Like, I don't
know. Fan service plagues animes.
Yeah.
Even
oh,
One Piece.
Dude.
Especially
yes.
One Piece.
No, I think a great anime, Fire Force.
Okay.
That was such a great... It's a prequel, technically, to Soul Eater. But Fire Force is so good. I read, like, the manga. But I feel like the anime, way too much fan service, and it, like, low-key ruins it.
Mm.
Like, he just, like, inserted fan service where, like, there didn't need to be anything there. You know what I mean? And if he didn't, I feel like it would be a perfect anime. Very upsetting.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, no. What else? I used to watch a lot of shoujo. Is that how you say it? Shoujo is like okay, technically, like, for anime, shoujo is meant for girls and shonen for boys, but, like,
okay.
Obviously nobody cares about that anymore, you know. But shoujo is, like, kind of like romance or more slice of life stuff.
Got it.
But there's a lot of fire ones, like Kamisama Kiss. Change, actually, yeah, it is shoujo. That one's fire, changed my life. I played one of the theme songs earlier. What else?
You ever see the one where there's so many, like, sad ones that involve musicians? Isn't there, like, one about the violinist, or is it a piano?
Oh, Your Lie in April. Yes.
This one is, like, mythological. Like, so many people have told me to watch it and told me it's, like, heartbreaking. I have not seen it.
I've never seen Your Lie in April. But it's also been highly recommended to me. I feel like in middle school, like, people were like, oh my God, this is, like, peak. This is so good.
Yep.
I low-key refuse to watch it. I'm like, I don't. It just, like, doesn't...
Too hyped up?
Not too hyped up, but, like, I feel like this is a problem for me where I'll read about what anime is, like, about, and then I'm like, you know, don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
Or just, like, sometimes I see the animation style, and I'm like, I don't want to watch that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that one looks very, like, shiny or, like, I don't know how to describe
it.
I get
what you're saying, yeah. Also, like, the problem with romance ones is they make me so mad. Like, so sometimes I can't watch them. I'm like, I can't do this right now, because... This is the problem with romance animes, webtoons, manga. They do so many... Oh my gosh, somebody's calling. They do so many, like, unnecessary... Should I answer?
Should we go to Nami's theme?
Yeah, let's go to Nami's theme. We'll talk about that after. Okay. We'll be back. Back. Oh, is it on?
I think we're
on. It's on. Okay. What was I saying? Yeah, no, the romance animes, webtoons, there's always just, like, sometimes they drag it out too hard, you know what I mean? So they'll just, like, drag out stuff.
Do those go for, like, multiple seasons too?
Okay, the mangas usually will be a lot longer than the animes. So, like, usually if there's a romance anime, they always condense it to, like, 12 episodes, which is also really annoying. Or, like, they'll do 12 episodes and never do a season 2, so they'll leave it off on a cliffhanger.
Ooh.
Famous one, Blue Spring Ride, such a great manga. They only did one season of it and just, like, left it on a cliffhanger. It's so annoying. Or, like, Kimi no Todoke? That one is so good, too, but also left on a cliffhanger. But I think they're starting to animate that one again. But, yeah, no, they just drag stuff out too much. And there's always, like, plot twists, and it's like, oh my gosh. And then there's always that one character that's, like, trying to ruin the romance, and it just makes me mad. Like, just get to the point already, you know what I mean? It's been 20 episodes, I can't.
And they never get to the point.
They never get renewed
for a second season.
No.
But the word new Demon Slayer for, like, 5 seasons.
Listen, Demon Slayer's fire, in my opinion. I love shonen. Black Clover is really good, but people hate it so hard.
Really?
I don't know why. I think it's good. People are just... Anime fans are too much. They're really annoying, in my opinion. Especially online, like on Twitter. They're always just like, do you know what power scaling is?
Yeah, I know what power scaling is.
Bro, they will compare and power scale the most random stuff. People are always arguing.
But they're mad about power scaling? Or
no, they're mad. Like, they just like love to hate on everything. Oh. So people are like, oh, this MC's trash, blah, 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 blah. This guy, like the other day, I saw somebody complaining and like being like, oh, like, all the members of the One Piece, like, Straw Hat crew would sell out Luffy for, like, blah, 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 blah. And they were arguing. I'm like, guys, it's not that serious. And also, like, that probably, like, that's just, like, you guys haven't been watching the same One Piece as everybody else. Like, what are you talking about?
Okay, I do have a contribution to this MC, who's better, this and that. Okay, there's a lot of conversation I've been hearing about who would win. Luffy versus, okay, I forgot the JoJo's character. Is it Jotaro? Like, the one, like, the main JoJo? No. It's not Jotaro. Who can stop time?
Jotaro. Yeah.
Okay, Jotaro versus Luffy. And some people are saying, oh, Jotaro can stop time, like da-da-da-da-da-da. Luffy's made out of rubber. Like, what are you going to do?
Luffy's made out of rubber. Also, Jotaro can only stop time for, like, 30 seconds. Like, not that. Like, listen, also, Jotaro's whole thing is punching. He's punching rubber.
Exactly.
Nah, Luffy's winning. I'm sorry. That's like, what is he going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Luffy versus Jotaro. Luffy on top.
Yep.
Nope. I think a problem with anime fans is they love to hate on Luffy and pretend that he's a terrible, like, main character, like, is not powerful at all.
Really?
And it's like, I feel like a lot of these people haven't even seen One Piece. Like, are we watching the same thing? Because this happens mainly on, like, Twitter. Like, people are like, oh, Luffy, he would lose if he went against blah, blah, blah. I'm like, guys, what about fifth gear? You know what I mean? Like,
and he's made out of rubber.
Like, it's all you got to say.
Yep.
It's all we need to know.
Mm-hmm. He has what's it called? Emperor's.
Oh, has hockey too. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. He's goated.
I love whenever they introduce like some version of hockey into a anime when they run out of like powers.
No, okay. This is my thing with Hunter x Hunter. Sometimes the powers, like, I don't understand. Like, they explain Nen in Hunter x Hunter, and I still don't understand
it.
The Nen economy. Like, I don't know how it works. I've seen Hunter x Hunter multiple times. Don't get it. But, you know, it's fire.
I like a good explanation segment.
Me too. Anime. I never understand, though.
Mm-hmm.
We got 1 minute left.
I think let's wrap it up.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Please.
Yeah. Well, it just occurs to me that if, you know, you have this rubber person and this person that could stop time.
Yes.
And if you punch rubber while time is stopped, then there's no time for the rubber to bend and it just shatters.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Wait. A new
He's got fifth gear, though.
He has fifth gear, though.
He has the fifth gear.
The Jotaro fans might have this one.
Nah. I refuse to give it to the JoJo fans. I'm a JoJo fan. Nah. You know,
I didn't even consider that, though.
I'm not even going to think about it. Luffy on top is all I got to say. Anyways, this is Grandland Gossip.
Happy One Piece Day.
We'll be back next week. Maybe trying One Piece drinks.
Ooh. Perchance.
So stay tuned for that if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Once the communist has been recruited and trained, he then proceeds with his mature communist activity. This is not the primary.
When I was young, it seemed to me the whole wide world would soon be free. But communism is on the rise, and Satan has a new disguise.
KDVS Davis, Communist Radio for the 21st Century.
USA must realize that she's the biggest prize.
The scientific exploitation.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Concrete, Concrete, Concrete. I am Fuzzy Mike. I'm sitting in for Sunday Gravy this afternoon. We're going to be going straight from Concrete, Concrete, Concrete into my unabbreviated country show. But what I thought I would do today is, well, I don't know enough to talk for an hour about the class struggles and the workers' control of the means of production, but I do know music about workers. And so I'll be playing some workers' music for the next hour. And why don't I just start off with this song? I'm pretty sure most people recognize it.
Some people say a man is made out of mud, but a poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bones, they got a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. He loads 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Well, I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. Picked up my shovel and I walked to the mines. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. The straw boss said, well, bless my soul. He loaded 16 tons, and what do you get? You get another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. It was a drizzling rain. See, fighting and trouble.